Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, everybody, it's Rick. I am live at the DNC. I will tell you what the elephant in the room this week is in just one brief moment. But first, before we start, I would love for you to like, subscribe, follow, do all the things you do on the social media stuff, because it's really important to help us get this pro-democracy message out. Let's go. Folks, the elephant in the room this week is not your father's Democratic Party. What did you see this week in Chicago? You saw joy. You saw happiness. You saw aggressive, smart attack politics against Donald Trump and the MAGA movement.
Do not give an inch to pretenders who wrap themselves in the flag, but spit in the face of freedoms it represents.
It has been amazing. It has been a really, really interesting sight to see. I got to tell you, I think in some ways the Lincoln Project's work in the last 5 years has helped sharpen up the pro-democracy message, the pro-democracy side. What did you see here also? You saw people who were proud of this country. You saw people who were proud of the American flag.
Unlike Donald Trump, our patriotism is more than some damn slogan on a hat. It's about actually giving a damn about the people who live in this country.
You saw people who absolutely have embraced the fact that strength is not cruelty and cruelty is not strength. You saw a series of speakers from Joe Biden to Barack Obama to Michelle Obama to Adam Kinzinger.
The Republican Party is no longer conservative. It has switched its allegiance from the principles that gave it purpose to a man whose only purpose is himself.
And the biggest of all, Kamala Harris.
On behalf of everyone whose story could only be written in the greatest nation on earth, I accept your nomination to be President of the United States of America.
Go out and make the case that Republicans, Democrats, Independents have somewhere to go this year. A center-left party that you may not agree with on every single subject. You may not agree with on every single policy, but you do know that those folks have absolute commitment to this country. They're not going to betray it. They're not going to break it. They're not going to illegally try to seize power after they lose an election. They understand now that the risks and peril of reelecting Donald Trump is something we've got to fight hard against every minute of every day. We cannot find ourselves in a position as a country where Donald Trump it manages to come back into the Oval Office. And everybody in this arena is a happy warrior. I have to tell you, everybody in this arena is fighting the good fight. I have talked to hundreds and hundreds of people here, and my voice is shot, so just bear with me, who are not here because they want to, you know, impose socialism or Marxism or whatever crap, whatever garbage is vomited out of the MAGA media machine at any given second. They're here because they love this country. They're here because they recognize Trump is a profound threat to this nation. And you're seeing the polling numbers move in the direction they're moving because they recognize that Vice President Harris, again, they don't have to agree with her on every policy issue. They don't have to agree with her on abortion or guns or climate or any other thing. They have to agree on one big thing. And the one big thing is that this country is built on the rule of law. It is built on the Constitution. It is built on a long tradition of a propositional nation where everyone can be welcome. Everyone can be a part of this. Everyone can become an American if they play by the rules. And this country deserves that. We deserve to have a nation that is led by someone who loves this country. Donald Trump hates this nation. He hates this country. He hates America. He calls it a shithole. He calls it a third world country. He calls it terrible. He calls it a place where no one is smart. Donald, America's smarter than you, son of a bitch, by a long stretch. And we're seeing it play out. The Democrats have run this campaign for the last month in a way that has given Kamala Harris a chance to show America she's a happy warrior, to show America she's a patriot, to show America that the cliches and the Twitter bullshit and the Fox News garbage and the MAGA media interpretation of everything as communism is a joke. It's clownish. It's foolish. And the fact that this convention has been able to tell stories and to show people a different side of the Democratic Party, it's a sign of the party's maturation. It's a sign of the party not being afraid of the hyper-progressives. It's a sign of the party not being afraid of the edge cases. It's a sign that the country is looking for people who are like them, looking for people who resemble them, looking for people who behave like them. And nothing could be more clear to me this week than the contrast between the families you've seen of the Harris-Imhoff family.
Everybody over here, say comma! Everybody over here, say la!
Together!
And the Walls family.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
To the Trump family. And whatever weird thing Vance has going on. You've seen the fact last night, or night before last night, when you're seeing this, that Tim Walz's family, they have a neurodivergent son with verbal dysphorias you would think in some ways that he was a legitimate target for the scorn and criticism of the MAGA world, and they did. They attacked his son. They attacked his teenage son, who has ADHD and is neurodivergent. I don't think I've ever seen anything more perfectly crystallize how broken and morally bankrupt and horrifying the Trump movement is than that attack. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. There is a moment of cruelty and a moment of darkness in their souls that you look at it and you just... I'm not outraged. I'm not even angry. I am deeply, deeply moved at that moment, deeply committed at that moment to destroying this movement. And they must be broken. People here get that. The MAGA movement must be broken. Trump must be defeated, but their movement must be shattered and destroyed. They are too cruel, too excessive, too insane to be tolerated. But again, folks, this has been a great week of joy and uplift and happiness. You've seen great speakers across the board. You've seen a powerful case made for Harris by Republicans, by Lincoln Project type people. We are having a great time here. It's been a great week here. We look forward to seeing you again very soon. This has been this week's version of The Elephant in the Room.